What's in the news? Academic boot camp.
These men and women are not trained for college, so that's where we come in. We're a boot camp.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Week-long programs just wrapped up at colleges in three states.
We teach three things. That's critical reading, critical writing, and then, you know, degreening or adjusting, taking the uniform off, washing the camo paint off.
Former Army Sergeant and Sniper Joshua Buck is part of the staff that shifts highly trained military people back to the classroom. Sid Ellington, a former Navy SEAL, is executive director.
Gives them that immersive sort of experience. And once they've been through that, now they're a whole lot more confident, just like a soldier or a sailor is more confident coming out of boot camp.
CBS's Jan Crawford.
The government spends $12 billion a year helping veterans pay for college through the GI Bill. But post-9/11 veterans barely make up 1% of the nation's elite colleges and universities.
Former Navy Corpsman Barry Frederick says the adjustment's been difficult.
Many of us getting out of the military, that was a big chunk of our lives. So we lose that part. That sense of being part of something.
Tracy Santos is a former Marine.
I think the scariest part is that, like, I've been out of school for 4.5 years, and it's like starting over.
Instructor Josh Buck says he has goals, too. He wants to become a psychiatrist.
Every one of these vets, whether I just met him this week or I haven't met him yet, you know, I consider them family.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.